www.cgc.org.
Welcome to St. Gabriel Catholic Radio AM 820 CCL Football Game of the Week. The CCL Football Game of the Week is brought to you by the Mount Carmel Foundation. Your play-by-play announcer tonight is Randy Reinhart, along with color analyst Coach Larry Wolf. Tonight's matchup is a Division 6 Region 23 semifinal as Newark Catholic takes on Reedy at Sheridan. And here's Randy Reinhart and Larry Wolf with the CCL Football Game of the Week.
It is a blustery night here at Paul Culver Jr. Stadium in Thornville, Ohio, as Larry and I get ready for more high school football action. Regional semifinal matchup between Newark Catholic and Reedy. As we look at this game tonight, the weather could be a factor. 43 at game time, feels like it's 39. Wind gusting out of northwest at 15 miles an hour. Your thoughts about the weather conditions?
The wind will be a factor tonight, and especially for a team that wants to throw the football. And that's Newark Catholic, probably more than Reedy. So if Reedy can get his ground game going, they can stay on the field on the ground, they'll have a chance.
Devin Dukes at the 2,000-yard mark on the campaign. We still don't know if he's going to get a chance to play in this contest because of the banged-up ankle from last week. We'll get some insight shortly on the status of the Offensive Player of the Year from his head coach, Brian Cross. Also hear from Bill Franks when we come back, too. This is the CCL Game of the Week presented by the Mount Carmel Foundation here on St. Gabriel Catholic Radio, AME 20.
Get 0% financing for 72 months on almost all remaining 2016 Ford vehicles at Bob Boyd Ford in Lancaster. This is Bobby Dawes, and for a limited time, you can buy a new 2016 Ford F-150, the best-selling vehicle in the world, and pay 0% up to 72 months. Shop us 24/7 at BobBoyd.com and experience for yourself. The best deals are always on Route 33 at the Bob Boyd Auto Family. Good people, great deals. It's the Bob Boyd way.
Because you and the sunrise have a lot in common, the hope of a new day and brighter tomorrows. And because you, like the sun, can light up the whole world too. At Mount Carmel, you are the reason we offer the very best in patient-centered cancer care. Why we provide a special certified nurse navigator to guide and comfort you every step of the way. And why we hold dedicated cancer conferences led by top specialists to ensure the best treatment plan for each newly diagnosed patient. You are the reason we provide social workers and dietitians especially for cancer patients, and why we offer education, support groups, and survivorship programs during and after treatment to help you live your new life. Because with each new day, with every sunrise, some people just can't imagine the world without you in it. Mount Carmel, because of you. Learn more about our patient-centered care at mountcarmelhealth.com.
Education First Credit Union offers our members a variety of products and services to meet all their financial needs.
Since 1936, our values haven't changed. It's always been about putting our members' financial best interests first.
Becoming a member of Education First Credit Union is easy.
Simply visit us online, in person, or give us a call. Together, we are better.
Education First Credit Union is an equal housing lender and federally insured by the National Credit Union Administration.
And welcome back to the pregame show. We are talking to the legendary Bill Franks, the head coach at Newark Catholic, and want to talk to you about the team this season. You go into the regular season, you come out with a 6-4 mark. Is this team to the level you would like them to be at for the second season now?
We're spring-like, you know, meaning we're growing. You know, we're not dying in autumn. You know, we had as many injuries as I've probably ever experienced in my 20 years as a head coach, and we've weathered the storm, and we're starting to play our best football here when it really matters.
Hunter Chapman is the man behind the center. Let's talk about his play at quarterback. How has he grown or progressed during the campaign?
You know, he's turning into a solid total quarterback. He can throw it. He's making better decisions when to run it, when to throw it with our zone read. He's always possessed a strong arm. He's distributing the ball fairly equally, you know, throughout the system, bringing some steady confidence.
How about from a running game standpoint? Can you talk about the play of Kyle Gibson so far this season?
Just his off season was just second to none. I mean, he put on some quality weight, became stronger, and he's a load to bring down. And, you know, week one against Licking Valley, he made a stiff arm and went to the end zone on about a 70-yard run, and that was a real statement that he was here to play.
Hunter not only can handle that running game, but he handles the passing game, too. Can you talk about some of your receivers to watch for tonight?
Well, you know, we have a nice crew. Mason Petticord, and Tanner Lake, they're solid. Mason has 40 catches, Tanner 33, so they're a nice 1-2 combination. They can beat you deep and beat you underneath. And then you put Grant Roush in there, who can catch the bubble and give you some real quality yards. I'm real proud of Grant's blocking. Grant Myers has played some nice minutes, as has Connor Ruff.
How has your defense played this season, Coach?
Some weeks good. Other weeks, you know, we've had patches where we've had to kind of fill in new guys, and sometimes that's hurt with continuity. So it's been a good year, but we have had some games that we felt like we could have played a little better. But again, I think we're solidifying the edges, getting a little stronger in the middle, and they're learning to communicate a little better with each other.
And finally, Coach, keys to victory tonight. What do you have to do to beat the Silver Knights?
You know, I believe that we can do it. You know, I've read somewhere where it's not necessarily the body. The will can outwill the better body. And we have good bodies, but hopefully we have a great will. And I think that's George Patton quote. And we just, you know, it's going to be a great game. I've known Brian Cross a long time, went against him when he was at Grove City. And I was at Newark, and he's a great coach. He's been around the block, and we're excited to take on a good Reedy football team.
Well, they have a great will, and you also have a great bill as you, as the mentor of the team. So best of luck tonight, Coach.
Well, thank you for this great service to high school sports, and we really mean that, Mr. Reinhart.
More of the pregame show just around the corner. This is the CCL Game of the Week, as presented by the Mount Carmel Foundation here on St. Gabriel Catholic Radio, AM 820.
This is Katie Wyatt, host of Raising Saints on listener-supported St. Gabriel Catholic Radio, AM 820. Raising Saints is a show for parents who desire to raise saints in their families. You can hear Raising Saints on Thursdays at 12:30 p.m. and Sundays at 1:30 p.m. right here on St. Gabriel Radio, AM 820.
Ohio Dominican University is Central Ohio's only Catholic university with an education that stretches your mind and strengthens your Catholic faith.
U.S. News and World Report calls ODU a top-tier Midwest university.
High-achieving students will want to explore our honors program or early admission programs to med school or physician assistant studies.
And some of our master's programs, including our MBA, are available with just one extra year of study.
Connect your passion with God's purpose for your life.
Learn more at ohiodominican.edu.
Malik & Malik, a family-owned law firm that provides quality and compassionate legal representation in the Columbus, Ohio region for people who have suffered injuries and deserve proper compensation. Our Columbus, Ohio attorneys are dedicated to helping you recover your rightful compensation for job-related and worker compensation injuries, as well as injuries resulting from car and truck accidents, dog bite claims, and more. Visit us at maliklawfirm.com.
Hi, I'm Mike DeAndrea from Miracle Motor Mart. Our pricing is about half of new. Think about it. If we sell you a product at a great price and it is very reliable, well, that makes you a happy customer, which explains why over the past few years, Miracle Motor Mart has become the largest independent dealer by the number of vehicles sold in the state of Ohio. Listen, go to MiracleMotorMart.com. You'll be glad you did.
And welcome back to the pregame show, joined now by the head coach of the Silver Knights, Brian Cross. And Coach, walk us through the last few weeks. How have things gone for the Silver Knights?
You know, basically, defensively, we've made some great strides. We've eliminated long runs, long pass plays, and have just played good, solid defense. Offensively, we've just done more of the same. We've improved our running game and added a few plays to it, but it's been the Devin Duke show, and the reason it's been that is because the offensive line has played so well, and they've opened up some holes for him.
Well, let's talk about Devin Dukes. I know he got banged up a little bit last week with his ankle. As you sit here, do you anticipate that he can contribute in the contest tonight?
You know, that's probably going to be a game-time decision. We sure as heck need him, and we sure as heck hope he can. But I hope, you know, we hope he's going to be able to give us some work in there.
Have you seen growth and progression from Austin Aiello at quarterback this season?
Oh, without a doubt. Austin's done a good job. And, you know, Austin, he's our punter, and actually he runs all our scout team offenses too. But from the standpoint of being a quarterback, he's getting better at reading defenses. He's getting better at making better choices. So we're happy with his play so far.
You take on Newark Catholic tonight, an opponent you've seen in the past. Let's talk about that. You've got a nice traditional matchup between two small Catholic schools. What thoughts go through your mind when you think about the Green Wave?
You know, the first thing I think about with the Green Wave is just the fact that the tradition that they have at that school. They've won 9 or 10 state championships, and every year they're competing for not a spot in the playoffs, but an opportunity to play in the state championship game. So they have that going for them, and just watching them on film that we got in the film exchange this week, just tough, hard-nosed kids, well-coached, always in the right spots. Generally, they don't beat themselves. You have to beat them on the scoreboard. Just a good, solid football team all the way around, special teams, offense, and defense. So, and there's a bit of a rivalry between Reedy and Newark Catholic. We've played them 3 times in the, not in the past couple years, but I think the last time Reedy made it to the state championship, they may have played them twice that year, and the year before they played them once, and Reedy was fortunate to come out off on top. So just from a standpoint of two small Catholic schools who have great traditions, it should be a heck of a game.
Coach, quick question. Do you think you're peaking at the right time?
I really do. We're playing our best football, and it seems like the last few weeks in practice, our kids are getting it.
Best of luck tonight.
Thank you.
More of the pregame show just around the corner. This is the CCL Game of the Week, as presented by the Mount Carmel Foundation here on St. Gabriel Catholic Radio, AM 820.
Salazzo Marble and Granite cheers on our Catholic high school teams. Salazzo Marble is Ohio's premier provider of gorgeous marble, granite, travertine, and stone tile with the largest selection. Our stone experts are knowledgeable and professional with a 45-year reputation for completing projects on time and on budget. Visit our warehouse and personally select the right stone for your home. That's Salazzo Marble, S-O-L-A-Z-Z-O. Online at salazzomarble.com. Arrivederci.
There are many ways to listen to AM 820 on the radio, online, and on smartphones. Listen live on your Android and iPhone using St. Gabriel Radio's very own app available from your app store. You can also get the Catholic perspective on your computer. Just go to stgabrielradio.com and use the listen button at the top of the homepage. Tune into the faith as you cruise across town and around the world.
Instead of trading in your old car, truck, or van, think about donating it to St. Gabriel Catholic Radio, AM 820. In fact, St. Gabriel Radio is a nonprofit that accepts all vehicle donations. Your gift helps to spread the word of God to a multitude of listeners all over Ohio and may qualify you for a tax break. It's easy and hassle-free. Call 614-459-4820 or visit us online at stgabrielradio.com.
This is Dan Dimitay and Patrick Rice. Join us for our new show, Encounter, on Saturdays at 10 a.m. and Sundays at 5 p.m.
This show brings you the life-changing encounters of ordinary people that launch them into lives of extraordinary mission.
Again, join us Saturdays at 10 a.m. and Sundays at 5 p.m. here on St. Gabriel Radio, AM 820. Boom.
It was a great week one for the area Catholic teams as they went 4-0 in round one of the playoffs, which means all four move on to this weekend in round two in regional semifinal action. And it means we're pulling double duty here on AM 820 again. Welcome to the CCL Game of the Week, everybody. This is Ryan Baker back in the AM 820 studios. And it all gets underway just moments in our CCL football Game of the Week as Reedy takes on Newark Catholic out at Thornville Sheridan High School. Also tonight, Bishop Hartley is up at Tiffin Columbian. They're taking on the one seed in Region 14, Port Clinton tonight. And then we will be back at it here tomorrow night beginning at 6:45 as the Central Catholic League meets the City League. It's DeSales and Beechcroft in round two of the Division III playoffs. That one going to be up at Westerville Central High School tomorrow night. A big game for the area tonight in Divisions 1, 2, 4, and 6. Olentangy Liberty takes on Medina in Division 1. Dublin Jerome takes on Lorraine. And then Region 3, Dublin Kaufman battles Huber Heights Wayne. And it's a big battle of Pickerington out in Gahanna at Pickerington North and Central take on each other. We'll keep you up to date on all the action here tonight as the night goes on. Now let's head out to Paul Culver Jr. Stadium to Randy Reinhart and Larry Wolf for the CCL football game of the week.
Ryan, thank you very much. Reedy won the toss in the first, and Newark Catholic will receive and go from right to left. I got to tell you something. A couple of nice touches before this contest. Newark Catholic was led on the field by the American flag, and Reedy, with a sense of humor, had a sign for the Newark Catholic fans. It said, "Tell your girlfriends you'll be free next Friday," which is probably the best banner I've ever seen.
It's the best crash sign I've seen in all the years I've done football, which is, hey, listen, you're going to lose, you'll be available for a date next Friday night. That's the way it's going to be.
A.J. Craddock has a teed over the 40-yard line. He was second-team All-District. That just announced hours ago, and he's got it ready to go from the 40 again. The breeze, more than Whispering Louise tonight. It is strong. That kick goes up and is caught, and a fair catch called for right at the 29-yard line. That didn't have much distance. Jim Lally, one of the up guys, 5'7", 155, snares the football, and that's where Newark Catholic will start this contest some 3 seconds in offensively in the interior five for the Green Wave. It's Sam Went, Riley Whitaker, Nick Gialdini, along with Drake Mance and Zach Fernandez. The Hands people, Grant Myers, along with Mason Petticourt and Tanner Lake. Quarterback is Hunter Chapman. The halfback is Kyle Gibson. And Grant Roush also sees time at wide receiver. First and 10, they're going to mark it officially at the 30-yard line. They'll start out with two wide to the bottom, one to the top. Two backs in the backfield on either side of Hunter Chapman, who is 118 of 201 passing for 1,557 yards, 11 touchdowns, and 12 interceptions. Backs are split from the pistol on this first down play. Reedy with three down linemen showing blitz from the outside. Right now the Green Wave peer to the sidelines to get signals. Quick pop out of the backfield. It's complete out across the 30 to around the 33-yard line before Cameron Lewis is knocked out of bounds. Defensively, for Reedy up front, it is Charles Amame, Patrick Jensen, Sam Hardenberg, and Darius Martinez. We'll go over the rest of the defense in a second because rapidly the Green Wave up to the line of scrimmage. Third, make that second and six from the 34-yard line with two wide to the bottom, one to the top, two backs to the backfield. And this time around the left side, they get the ball up around the 36, maybe the 37-yard line. Again, this is Lewis who gets a chance to handle the football. The linebackers for the Silver Knights, Kevin Morris and Ryan Wood, Brandon Burks and Chase Joes. In the secondary, it's Jalen Lake and Troy Williams at the corners, and Cade Dent at free safety.
Randy, this is a big third down play because they're going to kick into the wind if they don't get this first down. That's going to be a huge field position thing. Yeah,
ball's at the 37-yard line. It'll be third and three from there. Two wide at the top, one at the bottom. Again, with two backs in the backfield, and Lewis and Gibson. And the handoff this time around the right side. Kyle Gibson fights to the 39-yard line, and that's about it. I don't think he's got the first down.
No, he's going to be short by one, and now North Catholic has to make a decision because they might be better served to go for it because they're not going to gain much with this wind. The wind is howling out of the north.
Chase Jones, the outside linebacker who plays like a safety, 5'9 and 150, makes the hit. But right now it looks like all of a sudden they're going to bring on the punt team.
Well, they're going to punt into the teeth of this wind. And it's going to be Tanner Lake punting, I think.
Averaging 36 yards a boot, twin safeties back for the Silver Knights. And Morrison and Crowder. And gets it off and
nice.
Gets a nice hanging punt. And Crowder watches that one sail out of bounds. Let's see where they mark it out, though. It went out of bounds, they're going to say. They march up across the 25, up to the 30, up to the 33-yard line. So that's where the Silver Knights will take over in offense. So Larry had good hang time on that.
It was good hang time, but it looked better than it was because it was actually kicked toward the press box here. It only went about 27, 28 yards. So
Silver Knights first and 10 from their own 33 is Austin Ayala, the last onto the field, the 5'9", 145-pound sophomore quarterback. Again, we apologize, but again, no stats for Bishop Reedy this season. They do not have a statistician. They have a wideout to either side. We can tell you Devin Dukes is at 2,000 yards, and indeed, Dukes is out there on the first handoff and gets up to the 35-yard line, and that's about it. So it's good to see that Devin Dukes questionable with that ankle right up until game time. Comes out to start this game and picks up two on the plate. It'll be second down and eight. Interior five up front, Cade Kanter, Cody Speakman, Anthony Baum, Patrick Jensen, and Lance Gallion. Split end is Jalen Lake. Tight end is Ryan Wood. You mentioned Austin Aiello at quarterback. The fullback, Brandon Burks, and Christian Schell might be back as well tonight, along with Devin Dukes as the running back, and the wingback or flanker is Troy Williams. Second and eight from the 35. Aiello from the gun with one to either side. Going to hand it off, and they'll get the ball up to around the 39-yard line. Nice gain on the play for Troy Williams, who picks up four. It'll be third down and six from there, and setting that Newark Catholic defense for you. Up front, it is Connor Sheehan, who switches to number 24 tonight, so they can go too tight when he's on offense. Tyke Wilson, Liam Kirkpatrick, and Noah Fodor, who is second-team All-District. Linebackers Kyle Gibson, Sam Bendig, and Drake Nance, who is second-team All-District. Also second-team in the district, Cameron Lewis in the secondary, along with Ty Scott, Nolan Jordan, who was first-team, and Mason Petticord. Third down and a long three from right at the 40-yard line. Aiello wants to throw, quick pop. Pass goes to Crowder. Does he corral it? Yes, he does. At the 44, near the 45, and he has enough for a Silver Knight first down.
That's a big first down because that will change the field position should Reedy have to punt here. I mean, every time that they punt with the wind, they should gain yardage on this thing. So,
and I'm not sure that's a pass we would have seen early in the season from Aiello. No,
we saw him earlier this year, and they just looked out of sync a little bit. They just didn't look like they had all the wheels on the buggy.
But when you're 8-3, some things have to be going right,
yep.
And they went very well for the Silver Knights down the stretch. Eye backfield look this time. And the deep man is Williams, gets the handoff across midfield, down to the 49, picks up six. Any statement here that Devin Dukes ran it on first down, and since then it's been Troy Williams?
Well, when he ran it on first down, it looked like he was on ice skates. He didn't look like he could push off of that left ankle, and I just think that, you know, they're going to try and save him for as long as they can and use him when they absolutely have to have him.
So gain of six on the play, second and four. Aiello comes all the way to the sidelines to get the play information. Brian Cross and company then heads back out on the field. They'd like to be 60-40 run to pass, but most of the time they're about 70-30 at least. Lake goes to the top of the set now. Crowder to the bottom. Williams, big gap, 45, 40, 35, and all the way down to the 33, maybe the 32-yard line. Troy Williams picks up 17, a young man who had 77 and 24-yard touchdown runs against Margaretta. Has a nice gainer that time all the way down to the 32.
He has some scoots to him. I mean, he got through that hole in a hurry, and he was running downhill, and good speed, good slashing run.
The other thing they can do with him sometime, if they'd like, is run the Wildcat with him as well. Burks is the up back. Williams is deep, and a whistle and a timeout on the field taken by Newark Catholic. They'll burn it with 7:42 left to go. We'll pause for 30 seconds on the CCL Game of the Week presented by the Mount Carmel Foundation here on St. Gabriel Catholic Radio, AMA 20.
Knights of Columbus Insurance, world's most ethical company as recognized by the Ethisphere Institute, offering life, long-term care, and disability insurance along with IRAs and Roth IRAs. Knights of Columbus, a trusted insurance agency with the AM Best A++ Superior Ratings. Contact their general agents, James Valent and Chad Osterholt, at kfc.org.
Dublin Sciota fumbled on their second play from scrimmage, a high snap. It leads to an 8-yard Brandon DeHaas touchdown run, and New Albany has a 7-0 lead early.
And here, Reedy on the move. They have it first and 10 now at the 32-yard line of Newark Catholic. 7:42 left to go first quarter from Paul Culver Jr. Stadium. Handoff goes to Williams. Tries to take it outside inside the 30. And dances to around the 27-26. Aiello had to really struggle to get the ball in the breadbasket of Williams that time.
Aiello opened up the wrong way. He thought the play was going to the left and the play was going to the right. Well, at least everybody else thought it was going to the right. Now, he might have been the only one correct, but...
You know, you made a good point, too, about Devin Dukes. You know, he ran that first play, and we got a timeout on the field. We have a player down for Newark Catholic at the 28-yard line, face down on the turf. But go ahead and make that point, Larry, about Dukes.
Well, Dukes, on his first run, he looked a little tentative on his left ankle. The problem is it's so cold outside that if he doesn't play now, he's warmed up, he's loose, this is probably the best chance he has to play. And then if he can, he can't. But the longer he stands on the sidelines, the tighter that thing's going to get, the colder it's going to get, and the harder it's going to be for him to come back.
And he's been kind of dancing around on the sidelines, going back and forth. He looks like a base stealer in baseball, kind of taking a step to the left and back to the right again. The player now sitting up on the field for North Catholic. If that's Lewis, that's a two-way starter that's injured down in the field. Cam Lewis, it looks like it's 32.
32, Cam Lewis.
So the 5'9", 160-pound junior sitting up after was being faced down on the field about 45 seconds ago. And now he's going to come up to his feet and hop to his feet, in fact, and he will actually jog off the field under his own power. Good to see.
Absolutely.
Glad to have you aboard on St. Gabriel Catholic Radio. And you can go to website, too, stgabrielradio.com, and listen to all the action. And get that TuneIn Radio app as well, too. Catch all the action. Williams now four carries for 33 yards in this contest for Bishop Reedy.
Well, he looks like the fastest player on the field.
And they will tell you that he is the fastest player on the Silver Knights team.
And with Burks in front of him at 215 pounds, it's not like they're, you know, they have a small fullback. They've got a good-sized fullback to open up holes.
One wide either side. Wood is the tight end with a big split on the right side. Wing now to the top. Hand off Williams. Bounces it outside. 25.
Oh.
Cuts it inside. What a move. 15. 10. Spins. Fights for the pylon. And knocked out of bounds inside the one-yard line. What a run by Troy Williams as he took it outside. Takes it some 26 yards. We thought he was going outside. Then all of a sudden, little scoot inside. Then the diagonal outside. It was looking for the pylon.
He totally froze the cornerback. He broke his ankles, as we would say in coaching. He literally just made him just almost fall down on his own. He ran right at him, gave him a little shake and shimmy, and it was like a bullfighter. Ole. I mean, it was right by him. Great run.
Whose number do you call here on a first and goal from the one?
His. Behind Burks.
He is the lead back. Actually,
triple stack
eye this time. Williams has got it, and a little contact at goal line, but goes in for the touchdown with 7:29 left to go, and Reedy on the board first of this contest, 6-0.
That was a little too easy, and they just gashed the North Catholic defense, and I didn't think that would happen. They'll make some adjustments, I promise you. The Green Wave didn't come here to get beat.
Well, in fact, they took a timeout to make some adjustments, but still, Bishop Reedy, a nice little wrinkle on that run by Troy Williams, taking it to the outside and taking in for the touchdown. Now, Craddock for the extra point, and the freshman puts it up and nails it. 7-0 early in this one. We'll pause for 30 seconds of the CCL Game of the Week presented by the Mount Carmel Foundation here on St. Gabriel Catholic Radio, AMA 20.
Hi, I'm Mike DeAndrea from Miracle Motor Mart. We have a large selection of fresh, off-lease, low-mileage vehicles at great prices. Please visit our website at miraclemotormart.com, where you can choose from over 350 vehicles which are priced to sell quickly. We deal with over 20 lenders to arrange your financing needs with rates as low as 2.9%. Go to miraclemotormart.com. You'll be glad you did.
Central has an early lead in the Battle of Pickerington going on at Gahanna. Darius Coker, an 80-yard touchdown run, giving the Tigers that 7-0 lead. And Olentangy Liberty has struck first. They've got a 7-0 lead over Medina.
Here was Troy Williams taking it from a yard out. He did most of the damage. 8-play, 67-yard drive, took 2:44 off the clock. Craddock with a PAT, and we stand now at 7-0 in this one. And an impressive drive, Larry, for Bishop Reedy on the first possession. And Craddock with the kick, but we've got whistles. Did we leave early on the kicking team? I think that might be the scenario. So we'll kick it off from the 35-yard line. A little anxious after that touchdown. Silver Knights come in at 8-3. They were 8th in Division 6, Region 23. Meanwhile, on the other side, Newark Catholic comes in 7-4, 5th in D6, Region 23. But because Reedy beat the top-seeded team, they are the higher seed, so they get the home stand sides here at Paul Culver Jr. Stadium in Thornville. And this is a tremendous facility, isn't it?
Beautiful football facility. You talk about a high school field. If you're going to design one and build one, this is as nice as it comes. It's only football. No track, no nothing. The fans are right on the field. It's beautiful.
Craddock this time now from the 35-yard line. Let's see if he gets depth or if they go with the angular kick or the grub kick. He goes grub kick this time along the ground, scooped up, bobbled at the 40-yard line all the way up to the 48, maybe the 49-yard line. So a short kick, but a nice return as well, too, by one of the up guys for Newark Catholic. And they'll have excellent field position for their second possession in this contest.
You know, I understand not wanting to kick deep to Cam Lewis. I get that. But you've got the wind behind you. Go ahead and kick it and perchance you tackle them at the 25. If they don't get a first down, you're going to get it on the short side of the 50. Now you're going to get it deep in your own hole, even if you do stop them.
Noah Fodor with the return out to the 49-yard line. Oh, they got a penalty.
Sideline warning.
Yep. Against North Catholic.
Now, that's one thing. There isn't much room on these sidelines. You probably don't have 20 feet max, if 20. Probably not 20.
The fans are right on top of the game. North Catholic has filled their side, and Reedy with a great contingent here on the home field side, which is much larger. It seats, what, about 2,000 on this side?
Yep.
About 975 on the other.
Yep.
First and 10 from the 49. Toss, sweep, far side. Gibson's got it. Tries to turn the corner. Gets across midfield all the way down to the 47. Perhaps falls forward to the 46-yard line. Kyle Gibson, 188 carries, 1,583 yards. Last year, Larry played at 200 pounds. This year at 225.
Right. He's bulked up a little bit. And that was a great play that time by number three for Bishop Reedy, Kevin Morrison. He was out on the perimeter one-on-one. He played off the blocker and turned to play back inside. Nice job by the corner.
Four wide set on a second down and six from the 47-yard line. Quick pop, bubble screen, far side, pass complete inside the 45. Down to the 43 as Tanner Lake makes the catch, his 36th on the season. Now good for 430 yards. He also has four touchdowns, and it'll be third and short for the Green Wave. We'll call it third and two.
This is probably four down territory, so they can just give the ball off twice here.
Grant Roush in the slot to the top, too wide to either side again on this play. From the gun, long count from Chapman. Toss, right side. Gibson tries to turn the corner. Pursuit is there, and he still finds the first down. Looked like Jones came busting through. Or was that Darius? It could have been Darius Martinez
Martinez, I believe.
And he tried to hit him back at the 47-yard line, but he got through Martinez, and once he did, he got down to the 41 and had the first down.
Well, he got both hands on him, and sometimes players on defense make a mistake. They try to tackle him at that spot. Just hang on to him. Don't just hang on to him and let the help come.
Sluby, first and 10 from the 41. Three wide to the bottom now. They peer to the sidelines and single digits all wide to the bottom of the set now. And the persons of Petticord, Lake, and Roush. Hand off. Gibson off the right side. Bounces it outside. Inside the 36. Down to the 35. Falls to the 34. They seem to like to run to the right side.
They like the right side of their offense for some reason. And I'll tell you what, that play was supposed to hit up inside, and he bounced it to the outside. You got two good running backs going out of here tonight.
Well, you got Nick Giordini at center, three-year starter, first-team All-LCL, first-team All-District. Also on that side, you got three-year starter Drake Nance. And then you got Zach Fernandez as well, too. So a lot of size and experience on the right side of that line. Second down and four. Chapman thinks he's going to keep, because he is going to. And lost the ball. It's free at the 35-yard line. The Silver Knights fall on the football. Give it to big number eight, Ryan Wood. Everybody was in a sack, and it popped out to the left, but let's see if they mark him down or not.
No, there's no, well, he certainly wasn't down.
He wasn't down, but they're confirming.
No, that ball was out on the tarp. There's no question the ball was loose.
You and I saw it that way from up here.
The referee he thought the ball was still in the pile. He thought the quarterback still had the ball, and the ball was clearly out laying on the turf. That has to go to Reed. Well, it doesn't have to, but it's going to.
And it does. Excellent call. Our referee tonight is Mike Mulgrew, conferring with Mark Widman. The umpire, the linesman, is Adam Wolf. Line judge is Ryan Schwederman, and the back judge is Edric Wright. And again, a good call.
Well, sometimes what happens is the umpire sees the ball carrier go into the mosh pit there, and he doesn't see the ball has already popped out. He's looking to make sure nobody gets hurt on the pile and all that stuff, and the ball's already out. It wasn't, you know, it's not a mistake by him. It's just he's doing his job, and the ball just wasn't where it was supposed to be.
Chapman was waiting for his blocks and then kind of stopped for a second, then went into the mosh pit, and all of a sudden we saw the ball fling out to the left.
Dukes is back in.
Yep. He's back there in the offset look. Burke's in front of him. And Devin's got it. Across the 35, up to the 37, maybe the 38-yard line. Again, of just a couple on the play. And again, kind of looked a little measured on his run.
And the difference between he and Troy Williams is he's 220 pounds, 225 pounds, and he'll gain 3 yards just by leaning in. But he doesn't hit the hole nearly as quick.
And he's limping off the field, by the way, too.
Yeah. He's trying to go, but I don't think he's going to make it.
Could another week of rest help him?
Absolutely. The longer they can go, but you know what? If you don't win this game, you've got a whole year to rest.
And your girlfriend has a date next week.
Your girlfriend has a date next Friday.
Lake wide to the top, back from an eye, straight back and throw on the quick pop. It goes to Crowder. He's got the catch. And a whip down. Caught the ball at the 43-yard line and dosey-doed back to the 37. As Lewis made the hit, good to see that big number 32, Cameron Lewis, is back in the contest.
Nice tackle by the corner.
So
So they'll mark the forward progress out to the 42-yard line. It's a play they ran earlier. It's third down and two from there. Is it Troy Williams time?
Absolutely. Run downhill, slash. He can bounce it. He's got the speed. If he gets loose, they're not going to catch him.
Crowder to the top. Wood to the tight end side. That's also to the top. Lake wide to the bottom. Backs to an eye. Burks and Williams. Williams has got it. Tries to bounce it outside. And can he find the first down? He gave ground. And by giving ground, I don't think he got the sticks.
It's going to be just short.
It's going to be fourth down and one. He tried to keep looking for that opening outside and was bouncing and bouncing it. And when he did that, he gave up about a half yard. They're going to give him forward progress to the 43. It's fourth down and a half yard, and I think my car's out of the car wash now.
Yep. I think if he had just leveled off and tried to get the first down, he'd have made it easily.
Well, let's see who the up man is. It's Burks is the up man. Do you kind of play the fake here?
No. I think don't punt it with the wind and play field position here.
Aiello is the quarterback and the punter standing back at his own 29-yard line. Bounces through. We've got flags. He covers it up. It was a low snap, and it was a false start on the offense and a break because when the ball bounced back, Aiello just dove on it in the 25-yard line. Newark Catholic would have had incredible field position.
You don't want to do that as a punter. Field the darn ball and kick it somewhere, and don't just fall on it. Now, you fall on it when you can't pick it up, but pick the darn thing up and kick it. He just panicked a little bit there. Relax. Kick the ball.
So no doubt now that on fourth and six, they will punt it.
Yep.
Aiello now back at his own 25-yard line, and now he's got whistles on the field. So that was a dead ball personal foul. We may want to a dead ball false start, I should say. We may want to reset the clock.
Why is it dead ball?
Yeah. There we go. Now we'll crank the clock.
There we go.
Now we're running. Clock reset, ready for action. Approaching 3 minutes left to go. Aiello's got the snap. This one is right in his breadbasket, and booms the punt. And it's caught by Petticord back at the 21-yard line. Gives ground to the 20, looks to his left, spins, and gets up to the 22, and that's about it. A lot of running to pick up about a yard on the play. 40 yards on the punt by Austin Aiello. And for another possession, give it back to the Green Wave with 2:51 left to go in the first quarter, and they're trailing now 7-0 in this one.
Now, this is going to sound crazy, Randy, but this is a big series because if Reedy can hold them down here, they're going to get the ball on the short side of the 50. When the quarter changes, they'll be going into the wind, and they'll be able to run the ball on the short side of the 50.
One back in the backfield for Hunter Chapman on his first and 10 from the 22-yard line. Evenly split, two wide to either side. Going back in the backfield, toss sweep near side. Here comes Gibson. Waits for his blocks. Gets up to around the 24, perhaps the 25 when he falls forward. Pick up about two, maybe three on the play. Good pursuit by the Silver Knights.
That was a great play by Brandon Burks. What Brandon Burks did from his linebacker spot was he just filtered down the line and just kept pushing bodies into him, into the hole, and the running back had no place to go.
Second down and seven now from the 25. 2:51 left to go. And we got a problem. The clock was stopped. Why was the clock stopped? Should not have stopped.
It never started. 2:51, it should probably be 15 seconds off of that at least.
Mulgrew is going to confer right now. We'll have to reset the time of the clock. We had a problem
this is the third straight playoff game we've had clock issues. Maybe it's us.
What do you mean us, sir?
It's Savolti, the Italian guy on the end.
Wayne,
it's definitely
the
his
engineer.
Fault. Absolutely. He's the engineer. He drives the train, doesn't he?
That's he is the mastermind.
Ooh.
Not only can he handle the best equipment in the world, but he can MacGyver things if anything happens in the last minute as well. Too.
He can actually make me sound average, which is pretty good because that's an upgrade for me.
Now the clock cranking.
They got a free play there.
Trips to the top, one to the bottom. One back in the backfield. It's Gibson on the handoff, bouncing it to the right side, out across the 25. Lost the ball at the 28-yard line. It's fought for, still fought for. And I think the Green Wave fall on it at the 28-yard line. They do. And falling on the football is number 13, Connor Ruff, one of the wide receivers. So Ruff was ready, and now they have a third down and five.
You didn't just say Ruff was ready, did you? That's pitiful.
Use it or lose it, you know?
Lose it.
Thank you. Third and five from the 20.
We voted. Lose it.
Again, a four wideout look. Evenly dispersed. One back in the backfield on his third down play for Chapman. Let's see if he puts it up here. Goes straight back to throw. Pressure rolls and brought down. Great job that time clearing out the block by Charles Amame. And Amame makes the hit back around the 20-yard line. Charles just waited, looked at the quarterback, bounced to the outside of the offensive lineman, and the young man at 6 feet, 245, made the hit for the sack.
Charles Amame could not get the rush up the field he wanted, so he bull rushed, stayed engaged with his man, and then when the quarterback had to escape the pocket, he was in a perfect position tackling.
Remember, his cousin played for DeSales and now with Tampa Bay in the NFL.
Yep.
Punting situation again for Tanner Lake. Got off a good one his last time. Twin safeties for the Silver Knights at midfield. Good snap. Has his time. And bangs it. And Crowder at the 50. To his left, to his right, to his left again. And we'll get pushed forward to around the 47-yard line. Return of about 3 on the play. The punt goes 31 yards. And the Silver Knights will get it back with 109 left to go. So, Larry, you'd like to see them keep it on the ground here and shorten things and then get the ball in the wind of the second quarter?
Do whatever they want to do right here because they're with the wind. But the more yards they gain right now with this last minute 10, the less they're going to have to gain into the wind.
Gotcha.
So the wind is, and it looks like it's still howling out there. I mean, it's a good stiff breeze. The flag is almost straight out, so it's a pretty substantial wind.
Williams out, Dukes in as the lone back. Actually, now they have a wing to the top and Burks on wide either side. Dukes has got it. Accelerates through the whole 40. Ooh. Knocks down the defender at the 36 and bowls forward to the 34, maybe the 33-yard line.
That was Ty Scott from the safety position that came up and took on. Now, Ty Scott is 6 feet, 180 pounds, and he just ran into a bulldozer. I mean, that was a road grade there, and he just got trucked.
A gain of 13 for the 18-wheeler. First and 10 now from the 34-yard line, good buddy, with 57 seconds left to go in the quarter.
And that was straight isolation, straight up the B-gap. There was nothing fancy about that play.
Crowder top, Lake bottom, backs offset. Burks up front, Dukes the deep man. He's got it again inside the 32 to the 31 and stood up right there. Picks up maybe about 3 on the play and then pushed back to the 35-yard line.
See, the thing is, at 225 pounds, it's tough to stop him for less than 3. You have to get into his feet early, and right now the Reedy offensive line is getting a push.
Noah Fodor makes the hit, the guy that was the fifth down lineman last year. Really pressured last week against Bel Air, or if you're old school, Blair. But got a gain of 3 to Dukes, and that'll do it for the first quarter. They're not going to run another play. Still 12 seconds on the clock, but they will go to the other end. And Reedy happy with their first quarter, leading 7-0 after one regional semifinal action here in Division 6. This is the CCL Game of the Week presented by the Mount Carmel Foundation here on St. Gabriel Catholic Radio, AM 820.
Malik & Malik, a family-owned law firm that provides quality and compassionate legal representation in the Columbus, Ohio region for people who have suffered injuries and deserve proper compensation. Our Columbus, Ohio attorneys are dedicated to helping you recover your rightful compensation for job-related and worker compensation injuries, as well as injuries resulting from car and truck accidents, dog bite claims, and more. Visit us at maliklawfirm.com.
This is Bobby Dawes for Bob Boyd Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram in Lancaster, where the deals have never been better than during the Ram Power Days. Save up to $11,000 on new 2016 Ram Crew Cab 4x4s or get 0% financing for 72 months on all new 2016 Ram 1500s. Shop us 24/7 at bobboyd.com. Come see us at Bob Boyd Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram in Lancaster, where the best deals you'll see are always on Route 33. Good people, great deals. It's the Bob Boyd way.
They were scoreless after one, but early in the second quarter, Marquette Dixon punches one in from 2 yards out, and Hartley has a 7-0 lead over Fort Clinton.
And here it's 7-0, Bishop Reedy over Newark Catholic as we start the second quarter. It is second down and 7 from the 31 of Newark Catholic. Hand off, Williams finds a seam inside the 30, pushes forward with a surge to the 24-yard line near the sticks. By the way, in the first quarter, Reedy 92 yards total offense, 83 rushing. Newark Catholic 24, 17 on the ground. 4 first downs for the Silver Knights to 1 for the Green Wave. 2 penalties for 10 yards against Reedy. None for Newark Catholic. And the fumble by Newark Catholic in the first quarter. And a reminder, too, it's the top of the hour. You're listening to WVSG Columbus St. Gabriel Catholic Radio, AM 820. Randy Reinhart, Larry Wolf, along with Scott Rex, Greg Savaldi, here on location in Thorneville, Ohio. Back in the studio, Ryan Baker and Lee Cochran. Glad to have you aboard. It is a first down and 10 now. The Silver Knights from the Green Wave 24-yard line. Backs from an eye. It's Dukes.
puts his head down and gets maybe to the 20-yard line when the scrum breaks out.
But see, that's an ugly run, and it's 4 yards.
Mm-hmm.
And it's 4 yards because he's 220 pounds. If he's a 175-pound running back, it's probably a 2-yard gain. And that's the difference. I mean, just by laying on people at the high school level, 220 pounds, you're going to get an extra couple yards.
Interesting, you got both he and Williams out there on this drive, which is something we have not seen,
No.
Early in the contest. It's been one or the other. Aiello, again, he puts in a lot of mileage. He needs a pedometer because he goes all the way to the sidelines to get the play and then all the way back
in. He'll never weigh more than 150 pounds. There's no chance. I mean, he runs 12 miles every game. You'd think they could just signal it. It'd be just as easy. Or get a bullhorn.
Second and six from the 21-yard line. Nothing to see here. Please disperse. Hand off. Dukes left side to the 20-yard line, and that's about it. Brought down by the interior of that defense of the Green Wave, including number 22, Kyle Gibson, who came in there to gum it up. The outside linebacker who likes history, college football, and riding his dirt bike.
Well, you're in four down territory here. It's at the 20, and you got a stiff breeze in your face, so you're out of field goal range. So you got to run the ball here twice. You got to get the ball down to third and two or fourth and two here on this third down play.
Wood, the tight end of the top, also going to that side of the field is Lake. And we're going to have a timeout. DePrete, they want to think this through a little bit. 10:08 left to go first half. We'll pause for 30 seconds. CCL game of the week here on St. Gabriel Catholic Radio, AM 820.
Do you have a child in college? Education First Credit Union offers a private student loan solution with your financial best interest in mind. Our private student loan features zero loan fees, low interest rates, the option to defer all payments while in school, no prepayment penalty, and the convenience of a line of credit. Education First Credit Union is an equal housing opportunity lender and federally insured by the National Credit Union Administration.
Morgan Ellison with an 85-yard touchdown run, and Pickerington Central extends their lead to 14-0 over North. And also Jerome, after one, has a 7-6 lead over Lorraine.
And here we have 10:08 left to go in the first half. 7-0 in this contest. Bishop Reedy on top and driving. Third down and five. Is it Duke's time again?
Well, since Burks in the backfield with him, it could be Dukes, or it could be a little flat pass to Burks. Because I'm telling you what, if they fake it to Dukes, Burks is going to be open in the flats. And the whole world's going to tackle Dukes.
Going to slot to the top. They're going to look the other way. And before they want to throw it to Williams, we have a whistle and a false start on the offense. Mark it back five more. It'll be third down and 10.
That hurts.
And Williams was open.
Yes.
He was looking to Troy near side.
There's nobody out here.
So now mark it back to the 25-yard line. Ryan Cross comes out a couple steps onto the field. I saw him play as a tight end for the Youngstown Hard Hats, semi-pro football, 8,000 years ago.
Were they wearing leather helmets then? Or
I don't think Ryan was wearing one back then.
Played a lot of football without a helmet. That's part of the problem, I think.
Third down and 10 from the 25. Great guy and a great matter. Backs evenly split now on either side of Aiello on a third down and 10. Straight back to throw. Looking. Pressure on. Rolls. Gets out of it. 25. Cuts the outside to the 22 and then takes a slide down at the 22 and then got hit. And then there's one and two, three flags. Are they call late contact there?
Yeah, because he was clearly down.
Wow. No, it's against Reedy. It's a block in the back.
Whoa. They're going to offset these penalties.
So let's see if there are two penalties. Indeed, we saw multiple flags on the field. So we could have a personal foul for late hit. Bill Frankson's out on the field. He wants an explanation.
Well, now,
going
the funny
on.
Thing about that is one's a live ball penalty and one's right. A dead ball penalty, so both of them should be enforced. The live ball should be blocking the back, and then the other one, it should be enforced, I think, since one's live ball, one's dead ball.
Let's see if there's only one penalty. No, only one penalty. All they're calling is a block
wow.
In the back.
Okay.
So that's going to put the ball at the 23-yard line, and they're going to bring Craddock out to take a shot at a 40-yard field goal. Now, the breeze must have changed. Take a look at the flag.
No, it's coming right between the uprights. He has no chance at this field goal. This is a zero chance.
And problem is, Reedy's going to take another timeout.
Yeah, the problem is you have your field goal unit out there, so if you kick it short, they'll return it, and you've got the big Huggins out there trying to tackle, and that's not a good idea.
9:57 left to go. Reedy leads 7-0. We'll pause for 30 on the CCL Game of the Week here on St. Gabriel Catholic Radio, AMA 20.
Hi, Vince DeAndrea from Miracle Motor Mart, and I'd like to share a letter from one of our customers. Dan says,
I can attest to their quality customer service and their commitment to delivering an unmatched customer experience. I have personally purchased my last 10 vehicles from Miracle Motor Mart, and if my extended family is included, that number jumps up to over 28. Sincerely, Daniel Horgan, Mayor of Akron, Ohio. Miracle Motor Mart, where we treat everybody like the mayor.
Huber Heights Wayne has just scored their first touchdown of the game. They have a 10-0 lead over Kaufman. And I told you guys about that Jerome score. Well, the Celtics have added another touchdown. They now lead Lorraine 14-6.
Boy, what a turnaround in just a couple seasons for the Celtics, huh?
What a great, great season for them.
Offense back out on the field now for Bishop Reedy on a fourth down. And let's call it a long nine from just past the 23-yard line of the Green Wave. Two backs in the backfield. Ayala from the gun. Two wide to the top, one to the bottom. Looks, guns downfield, and pass is overthrown. Breaking his run across the middle is Jalen Lake. The pass went to the outside.
Yep. Just a little high.
So give it back to the Green Wave on downs. 9:52 left to go. They'll get it back first and 10 from the 23-yard line. Let's see what they can do offensively. What's been most effective for Newark Catholic when they've had the football?
Well, really, they're giving it to their best back, and he's probing. But the defense for Reedy has been swarming to the football. They're really playing well. We saw them earlier this year. They did not play defense like this, so they're playing much better now.
Hunter Chapman had 171 yards passing against Bel Air last week. Two wide either side. First and 10 from the 23. Jones cheating from the outside, showing a blitz, now backing off. Now they peer to the sidelines. Wide out to the very top of the formation now is Grant Myers. Also on that side is Grant Roush. So it's the Grant side. On the other side is Petticord and Lake. Gibson in the backfield behind Chapman from the gun on this first down play. Gets the handoff, looks for a seam, pushes the pile out across the 30 to the 31, maybe the 32.
That's your 6'2", 225-pound bull who got hit after about 4 yards, and he ended up with an 8-yard gain or a 9-yard gain. It's hard to tackle 220 pounds at the high school level.
Yep, they'll need two on second down with 9.5 left to go. Reedy on top in this one, 7-0 on a blustery night at Thornville Sheridan High School. Two wide either side and one back in the backfield. This time Chapman, little boot to his left, looks, pressure's on, decides to just throw the football away as he got knocked down right as he threw the football by Charles Amame.
I think he threw it to his mom up in the seats because that baby was airmailing everything. It ended up in the first row.
From Amame to mom.
Yep.
Okay. Third down and two.
Well, they got to be running the ball here.
Gibson time?
Well, they took the shot on second down, and I'm sure they're thinking they had, you know, Gibson here to get the ball. So
also Ty Scott in the backfield as well, the 6-foot junior who got drilled that one time by Dukes.
They're coming our way. They got to be coming our way.
To the short side of the field? They're going left to right? Nope, they're going wide side. Option. Chapman keeps, and he got drilled right at the 31-yard line. There was nothing there. Burks there, Amame there, Jones there.
He didn't make it. He's short of the first down, and now they got to decide. It's fourth and about a foot.
No, it's fourth and two. He went just back the line of scrimmage. Yeah. So he didn't gain anything. So it'll be a punting situation again for Tanner Lake. And back deep will be Crowder for the Silver Knights and Kevin Morrison.
That kind of surprised me because they ran speed option and used their best running back as the blocking back, which is kind of a surprise.
Going for the element of surprise, and it backfires, huh? Lake standing back at the 18-yard line. Take a step to his right to get the snap. Kicks it high. Kicks it long.
Well, you got to catch that.
And Morrison's going to scoop it up at the 24-yard line. Gives ground to the 21 and knocked down at the 20-yard line. Hit made on the play by Jim Lally. Now, they had a chance to field that ball at around the 35-yard line.
35-yard line. You got to come up and catch the ball. The wind is in your face, so the ball is going to carry. You got to catch that ball. That cost them 15 yards of field position. Now you're going to punt the ball into the wind, and it's going to cost you another 10. So that's going to be that's that hidden yardage in the game of football that kills you. You just don't see it on the stat sheet. You wonder how you lost. Well, that's how you lose.
45 yards on the punt. -3 on the return. First and 10 now. Silver Knights forward progress up to the 22-yard line. That's where Bishop Reed will have it. Leading 7-0 in this one. Last year, team went 6-4. 2 years ago, 5-4. 3 years ago, 12-2. They lost to state champ Kirtland in that state semifinal contest. Ayala going to hand it off. Devin Dukes, right side. Looks for gap, nothing to the outside, so takes it inside. And did he lose the ball at the 25-yard line? Nope. He's down at the 25-yard line. A lot of signaling there on the far side by the Newark Catholic players, but Dukes maintains possession and picks up about three on the play. It'll be second down and seven from the 25 with just over 8 minutes left to go in the first half.
I think one of the things Coach Cross is seeing from Devin Dukes is he's having trouble going left and right. He needs to go straight downhill, and he's walking off the field right now limping. So,
and he's taking his good old time to get off the field. Aiello, by the way, came to the sideline.
Yeah, he's got no chance.
They're not going to have a chance to get this playoff. It's five on the play clock, four, three, two, and they'll have to take their third and final timeout with one on the play clock. 7:43 left to go in the first half, Larry. So that time, Bishop Reedy just took a long time. Dukes took a long time to get off the field.
Yep.
And now they're out of timeouts, and there's still 7:43 left to go in the first half.
Well, the one thing they could have done there is Dukes is hurt. So if he's hurt, just sit down on the carpet. That stops the clock. You can get him off. You can get your play called. You know, we start. If you're hurt, either you're hurt or you're not hurt. If you're hurt, sit down. We'll come out and get you. And it does. It keeps you from having that problem where it takes you 10 or 12 seconds to get off the field and you can't snap the ball.
And to be honest with you, the most effective runner tonight has been Troy Williams.
Absolutely.
From the Silver Knights.
Absolutely.
So we'll see what they do as they burn this timeout and they huddle it around the 30-yard line, trying to come up with another play. Don't forget, tomorrow night we have more football action here on AMA 20. We'll be at Westerville Central High School for the showdown between Beechcroft and DeSales. I still contemplate that game being played at a vacant lot at 161 in Carl.
I said Northland parking lot, flag football, let's play. Two-hand touch or flag. It's just simple. We could have gotten some parked cars, turned the lights on, and been
You
through.
Did that with the Midnight Madness once.
Midnight
Bishop
Madness.
Bishop Reedy, didn't
that.
You?
We parked the cars on our practice. We don't have lights, so we practiced at midnight with the cars with the lights turned on.
Second down and seven from the 25-yard line.
The neighbors thought we were crazy.
Sprint draw. Williams trying to turn the corner up to the 30-yard line. Took the contact, bounced off of that, and fights to the 31, and a scrum again breaks
He might
down.
Have the first down.
Well, I'll tell you what, that second effort, they didn't blow the whistle right away, and he kept fighting for a guy that weighs 160 pounds. You can tell he wants that mantle, and they're going to call it a first down. They're going to mark the ball close to the 33-yard line.
That play had no chance of being a first down. It should have been about a 6-yard gain, and he should have been about 2 yards short, but he just wouldn't go down. He's a tough little dude.
We mentioned his size. He's 5'8", 160. Dukes goes 5'10", and 220 pounds. And Dukes was the offensive player of the year in D6 in the Central District. First and 10 from the 33. Wing to the bottom, one back in the backfield. That's Williams. He's an extra yard deeper than any running back, and he gets it up to around the 36-yard line. Notice he likes that tailback slot a little bit further back.
Well, he's so quick that if he lines up tight, he'll be past the quarterback before he gets the ball. So I'm impressed with this kid. He's playing hard. He's playing hard. He's running the ball well. He's getting behind his pads. And he's falling forward.
A few weeks ago, the first two times he touched the ball, he went 72 and 24 yards for touchdowns, and it's been very effective in this contest. Somebody's got that horn special effect there. Sounds like Mr. Magoo. Roadhog. Second down and seven from the 36. Quick pop out pattern.
Goodbye.
Picked off. Petticord's got it. Going to take it down the sidelines. 20, 15, 10, 5, and does he stay in bounds? Yes, touchdown. Well, they've gone to that out pattern a couple of times. And Petticord read it that time, and he takes it in for the score. For Mason Petticord, that's his fourth interception. And Newark Catholic scores via their defense, and it's 7-6.
That was just too easy. I mean, you could see that the route was run. It was broken off at a five-yard, but he didn't come back to the ball, and the ball just kind of floated. Everything was bad with that play for Reedy.
41 yards on the interception return, and now a chance to tie this contest. Or Newark Catholic.
Now, the good news about that is Reedy can go back later and run the stop and go. Fake that, pump it, and go over the top.
Extra point time. Petticord stays in to hold, by the way. There's a snap. There's the kick, and it is up, and it is good by Nate Leeson. And we are knotted at seven with 6.5 left to go here in the first half. And just like that, you're Bishop Reedy. You're up by seven. You think you got the world on your side, and all of a sudden the out pattern, they jump the route, and Petticord takes it 41 yards for the touchdown.
Well, and now you're going to kick off with the wind if you're Newark Catholic. You're going to kick the ball a little bit deeper to Reedy, and Reedy's going to have a little pressure on him. They're now going to have to drive the ball into the wind, on a long field. And you're going to see a Newark Catholic defense energized now.
And you look at this Newark Catholic team, they kind of stumbled in week 10 of the regular season, falling to Watkins Memorial, only a 4-6 team, 21-14, but bounced back to beat Belair in a Saturday afternoon game because Belair has no lights. They won that game 21-20. An extra point was the difference maker there. So this is a team that won their first three, lost a game, 1-1, lost two, 1-2, lost one, and then won last week as well. Bishop Reedy's been on a roll.
winning their last four. Last week was close, though, 28-21 over Hannibal River, a two-hour and 45-minute drive from Bishop Reedy. And River had the ball on the 15-yard line of Reedy with 1 second left to go and couldn't convert.
Only a two-hour drive? Shoot, that's a home game for Reedy. You're playing inside the state of Ohio? That's a home game.
You had some travels, didn't you?
Really?
Of course, next year they're kind of a de facto member of the Mid-State League. That is a booming kick with a breeze over Williams. And into the end zone for touchback, so the Silver Knights will start their next possession from the 20-yard line with 6:31 left to go. What was the furthest you traveled as the coach of the Silver Knights?
Well, we went to Saginaw, Michigan. We played a team out of Chicago, Illinois. We played team east of Pittsburgh. Other than that.
Ever leave North America?
The Packers, they were on the schedule, but they got somebody else to play. They played the Bears instead. I mean, it's crazy. It was insane. We called Tennessee. We called New York. We called all over the eastern half of the United States to get games.
Well, next year they'll have that affiliation with Mid-State
right.
League. Plus, they'll play West Jefferson in a home-and-home for many years, so I think they only have to schedule two non-league games.
Their parents won't know what to do.
First and 10 from the 20. They triple stack it now from the 20-yard line. Third man through, gets the handoff up to the 23-yard line, so a nice gain on the first down play. Right now, if you're Bishop Reedy, you'd like nothing more than a time-consuming drive just to eat some of that time here remaining in the first half is Troy Williams on the carry that time.
Nice six-minute drive and score right at the end of the half and take it in leading and feel good about it.
Remember, Reedy won the toss and deferred, so they will get the ball to start the second half.
If this wind keeps going, you might want to take the wind instead of the ball. It might be more of an advantage. You could put the game away in the third quarter.
Again, they triple stack it. Williams, the deep man. Second and 7 from the 23. He's got it off the right side. He's going to bounce it outside. 25 out to the 28-yard line and whipped down. And the ball is free. And Newark Catholic says they have it. And they do. As they grab Williams, they grab the football and pulled it out of his breadbasket, and the ball goes the other way as the green wave comes up with the recovery.
Well, one of the things that you learn as a running back, and Troy Williams is doing it right now, he has long white sleeves on, and the problem is you don't get any traction against the skin. And, you know, I know it's important to stay warm, but you've got to have ball security.
So turnovers, a bugaboo for the Silver Knights midway through the second quarter. First and 10, green wave right at the 30-yard line. Chapman from the gun. Quick pop, dumps it in the flat, passes complete. Petticord down to the 25. It'll be second down and 5 from there with 5:35 left to go in the half.
It's one of the things our high school kids do a lot. They wear the long sleeves and they don't have the traction on the sleeves. You know, the NFL guys do. But in high school, you don't have that. So.
And gloves help, huh?
Sure they do.
They're stickier?
Yep.
Second down and 5. Too wide to either side. Gibson the lone back behind Chapman. Gibson gets the handoff, tries to bounce to the right, gets it down to the 23-yard line before he is knocked down there. Great penetration that time for the Silver Knights by Kevin Morrison, who helped slow down that play.
Yeah, the gloves are so good. And they don't allow you to have that. They have special gloves that you're not allowed to wear. You know, the high school kids aren't allowed to wear. The pros can wear them, but the high school kids can't. But they're still pretty tackified. It's a big word, isn't it?
Tackified.
Oh, the macro dad.
I'm not sure it is a word, but it's big.
Tackified? Tackafamos? Tackafias? Tackafaminin?
There'll be no conjugating in this press box.
Watch your language.
Third and 3 from the 23-yard line. Two backs, one to either side now. The toss goes to Scott inside the 20. Flag down, though. Yep, I think they got Omame from the backside and knocked him down to the
net. Zach Fernandez just got a two-point takedown. That was a single leg, and he wrapped him right up for you wrestling fans out there.
Omame was first to the corner, and they had to do something, so Fernandez says, I'm going to knock you down this way, and penalty flag is resting at the 24-yard line.
Well, the problem with that hold was the ball carrier was right there. It was out in the middle of nowhere. A blind man could have seen it, because I saw it. And a lot of people thought when I umpired, I was blind, so.
Do you still umpire at
all? Nope. Gave that up when I got my second hip replacement, so I thought they didn't want to go out there and limp around and be an old guy. So.
The world will be better for this.
Yeah, absolutely. Baseball got better for sure.
Third down and 14. Showing blitz from the outside. Are they coming? They go with four down linemen now to the Silver Knights, and they're bringing an outside backer. Bubble screen near side, inside the 30, now to the 27-yard line. On the catch that time is Tanner Lake. So now you got a fourth down, and you need about 7.
It's about a 46-yard field goal with a win. I'm not sure what his range is, but that kickoff went 2 or 3 yards deep.
Well,
so.
His range was about 35 yards.
Well, so I think you go for it here if you're the Green Wave.
Yeah.
Fourth and eight from the 28-yard line. Silver Knights out of timeouts, remember. Newark Catholic still has two remaining. One back in the backfield. That's Gibson. Three wide at the top. One guy to the bottom now in Tanner Lake. So they go to the single side. Looking that way on the out pattern. Pass is complete and brought down at the 24-yard line. Good anticipation that time on the out pattern to make the hit. And not enough for the first down. As the hit is made on the play by number nine, that is Jalen Lake, and the Silver Knights get the ball back.
Yeah, that's one of those fundamental mistakes a receiver makes. You have to know where the sticks are, and he ran the pattern about 3 yards short. You just can't do that. Now, I know he's a high school kid. I get it. You see the NFL guys do it, and it drives me crazy, but you have to know where the sticks are.
So here come the Silver Knights, first and 10 from the 23-yard line. They've been able to move the ball there at times. A couple of turnovers have cost them. Otherwise, they'd be up 7-0 in this game.
Right. If they just don't turn the ball over, they're in good shape.
One back in the backfield, two wide outs to the top of the set. One man in motion now is Crowder, bottom to top, gets the handoff in stride, tries to cut it inside. Trying for a different look, flag down on the play, and finally he is harassed at the 23-yard line. And making the hit is Liam Kirkpatrick, but we'll see what the flag is at the 21.
They're
going to
call block in the back.
Yep.
And I saw the block. My question was, it was in the box. I don't know what... I didn't think you could block in the... I thought you were allowed to do that in the box, but obviously the official must have thought it was outside the tackle box because the flag is thrown about dead center of the field. The ball was just in, on the hash, so it was close.
Blocking in the back is still allowed in that free blocking zone, which is 4 yards either side and 3 yards behind the line of scrimmage.
So he must have been outside of that.
So the penalty is going to scooch the ball back. Check to see if that's a word, by the way. To the 11-yard line, and they need to get it all the way up to the 33, so they need 22 yards.
I can confirm that ball is a word.
No, scooch.
Oh, well, you didn't specify.
Okay. What was your word, by the way?
I have no idea.
You have to use it in Scrabble.
Tackified.
Tackified. There
yes.
you go.
As if it were tacky, and it was tackified.
First and 22. Five on the play clock. Crowder in motion. Ayala lost the handle, falls on it back of the five. They're going the wrong way. Touching him then is Noah Fodor.
Yeah.
It'll be second down and long.
That's two straight snaps into the shotgun that were just a tad low. They're not terribly low, and he should be able to handle those, but he gets a little excited and can't get the handoff. So Newark Catholic is going to call a timeout here pretty soon and stop this clock to make sure that Reedy punts the ball into the wind because they're going to have to punt the ball.
Second down.
And a bunch.
And a furlong. They need about 28 from the 5-yard line.
Yeah, they got to get to the 34-yard line. So
one wide, way wide to the bottom of the set. And I mean a light year away. It's Kevin Morrison picked up by Petticord now. And the toss sweep. Look out. Williams has got a gap. 10, 15. Oh, just tripped up at the 15-yard line. He fell forward. He had the acceleration. But as he got to the corner, Nolan Jordan just got his ankles and was able to get him. And he fell down across the 15-yard line. But otherwise, he's still running.
Well, Ty Scott, the safety, was the last guy. If he hadn't been tackled there, there was one guy left, or he'd have gone 95.
And there is the Newark Catholic timeout you had mentioned before. They burned their second with 2:08 left to go. Tied at 7. Let's go back to the studios of AM 820 and Ryan Baker and Lee Cochran back there. And guys, what's going on in your world right now?
Well, Larry and Randy, a bunch of scores we're keeping up with from around the state, plus a bunch of games going on in the area. Franklin Heights has finally gotten on the board, but they trail Perry 21-7. Wayne has scored again. It's 24-0. They are up over Kaufman. And Hartley just got a Jake Ruby to Jaden Manley touchdown, and they have a 16-0 lead over Port Clinton. At halftime, we'll get as many scores from the state as we can into you. We'll also get a Ohio Dominican preview with their play-by-play man Todd Bell, and of course we're just getting ready for the AM 820 scoreboard show. It's the last one of the year tonight, guys.
Right after the game. And by the way, on the highlighter at halftime, I'll be joined by Matt Brickner, the Director of Student Activities and Dean of Students for Bishop Reedy, and also Beth Hill, the principal at Newark Catholic High School. All right, if you're Bishop Reedy here, Larry, on the third down play, where do you go?
Keep it on the ground. Give it to your best running back. Make them use their last timeout and punt the ball away because you don't want to make a mistake down here.
What? Third and 18. They keep it on the ground, and they find a gap up to around the 20-yard line, and that's about it. So they pick up five on the play. If you're Newark Catholic, do you use your last timeout
or
not?
Absolutely.
Yep, they do. They burn it now with 1:57 left to go.
Now, you know, Randy, one of the things that a lot of people out there probably don't know, unless you coach at Reedy or played football at Reedy, when you get to the playoffs this time of the year, it gets dark about 5 o'clock. while everybody else has a stadium to play in and to practice in. Reedy, we always had to rent lights. We'd go get construction lights, and we'd have to rent. I mean, just another cost that you have to do when you're the head football coach of Reedy. You have to get lights, and you have to bring them in, and you just practice in a little small area because you have no stadium.
So well, we mentioned the one time you had Midnight Madness, just like a basketball team did, and all the coaches ringed the practice field and turned on their headlights, right?
And what was fun about that is the neighborhood came out, and they're going, what is going on over there? They must have thought this dogs are barking and people are, porch lights are coming on, and we're just out there having a good old time at midnight. And it was kind of fun because we had a three-night stayover. That's, you know, the first three days, and it was the first time you could hit. So at midnight, 12:01, we were out on the field hitting each other for about 20 minutes, then we went back in and went to bed. You do silly things. It was fun.
Some things never change.
No. If it's not fun, I don't want to do it.
Austin Aiello standing back at his own 7-yard line. Good snap. Pressure's on right up the middle, and he gets it off and
nice
booms
punt.
The punt. Petticoat with the fair catch and makes it right around the 49-yard line of Newark Catholic. So get the ball back in excellent field position with 1:51 left to go in the first half. Knotted at 7 on a 31-yard punt.
Well, those last two running plays for Reedy were very important because it got them out of field position where they were at the 5-yard line because of the fumbles. And, you know, if they just take care of the football in the first half, it's 7-0, and they're in good shape here. But we're tied, and Newark Catholic has the ball.
Two wide to the top, same scenario to the bottom, one back in the backfield, and that is Gibson behind Chapman on the first down play from round 49. Straight back to throw. On the out pattern, they try it this time, and the pass is complete to the 49-yard line. Make it the 48 when he steps out of bounds to Grant Roush.
Nice little timing route. The problem is it was all of that for 3 yards. And, you know, they've got plenty of time, obviously, but 3 yards is not enough on that kind of risk.
That's the pass pattern that cost Reedy their lead.
Correct.
Second down and 7 from the 48 now of the Silver Knights. Chapman back to throw again. Omame tries to get it from the backside. Wide open, streaking down the middle. The pass a little too strong for Grant Roush. He was open at the 20-yard line.
He was absolutely open. That was one of those plays that on a normal night, that might have been a completion. But with this wind gusting, it had about, oh, I don't know, 6 or 8 more feet of carry on that ball. And you know, that's tough. You're throwing into the wind, it's tough. Throwing with the wind is tough.
I have good news. Matt Frosty Brickner has made it up here.
Frosty Brickner.
For his halftime interview.
He looks like a yard gnome. We paint him green. We can put him in the garden.
He is frozen. It is a blustery night, to say the least. Third down and 7 from the 48-yard line. Reed would love to get a stand here and get the ball back. They're showing middle screen. They've got it, and they catch it. Gibson makes the catch, and the Silver Knights stay at home. Wood and company help to make the play. Ryan Wood and his friends helped to make the play. Omame, once he got through, said, uh-oh, I got through too easily.
It was too easy. And then Ryan Wood was actually engaged with a blocker, played off the blocker, and made the tackle. And that's a big play for Reedy Silver Knights because they had it set up. If Ryan's not there, it's probably going to be a 20-yard gain or so.
Do you go ahead and take the penalty here if you're Catholic and then just kick the ball from the 50-yard line?
Actually, I would have gone for it because it's fourth down and Reedy has no timeouts and they're into the wind. I'd go for it here.
And they're showing the signs that they will. Fourth down and 4 from the 45 of Reedy. 1 minute left to go in the first half. Tied at 7. Chapman gets a snap. Back to throw. Looks on the out pattern. Pass incomplete. Late break by Williams to help make the play and knock the ball away from number 20, Grant Myers.
That was textbook cornerback play. The receiver stuck his foot in the ground and made the out route, and the defender came up with an inside arm and just tipped the ball away. Perfect by both players. He made a good cut. The ball was on time. The defender just made a great break on the ball.
Some changes in the offensive line. I'm noticing that Sam Hardenberg is out there now playing in the offensive line as well, too.
Yep.
So he checks in. It'll be first down and 10, Silver Knights from the 45. Do you do anything here?
Absolutely. You give it to your best running back and see what you can break because they have a chance to break. You got double tights, triple stack guy.
Yep, from the 45-yard line. 54 seconds left to go. It's Devin Dukes this time on the carry, up near midfield and drilled down at the 49. Picks up 4 on the play and ridden to the turf by Ty Scott.
Without a timeout, they need to have these plays already gone. I mean, it's no big deal. Neither team has a timeout, so if you don't do anything, you can always just sit on the ball and not worry about it.
You take a shot here at all then or not?
Probably not. They're in a triple stack guy, double tight again, so they're going to give the ball to Dukes, and he's going to run straight downhill.
Second and 5, they're going to mark it officially at the 50-yard line. Second man through, Burks gets the handoff. This time he pushes his blockers out of the way and gets maybe 3 on the play. That time Jones was in there in the backfield, and he just kind of pushed him out of the way. That's got Darius Martinez as well, too, and that'll end the first half. We will be tied at 7 apiece, so a lot of excitement. One touchdown for either team, and Larry, your thoughts about the first half?
Well, very opportunistic for both teams. I mean, North Catholic really hasn't amassed anything on offense, but they had the big break and intercepted the ball for the touchdown, and Reedy had the one good drive. And then after that, it's just been two defensive titans going at it.
We'll take a break here at halftime. When we come back, it'll be the highlighter. I'll talk with Matt Brickner, the Director of Student Activities at Bishop Reedy, and also the Dean of Students, and Beth Hill, the Principal at Newark Catholic. Tied at 7 at halftime, regional semifinal action, Division 6, right here on the CCL Game of the Week, presented by the Mount Carmel Foundation on St. Gabriel.